Hey Chris, how's it going? This is Dennis over here with Bank of Cardiff.
Woohoo.
This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff. Is this Christopher?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Pretty good. Yeah, a couple things I wanted to go over with you real quick. Did I catch you at a good time?
Yeah.
All right. I was going to call you last night, but it was pretty late your time, so I wanted to not bother you. But wanted to go over everything. It looks like I can get an approval for you on the equipment. I wanted to go that route first, like we'd mentioned. But a lot of the accounts that you have are, so to kind of backtrack, they look at a lot of different things for commercial approvals for credit. So they look at comparable debt and things of that nature. In this case, it looks like, let me get into the right file here, that a lot of the accounts that are under your name are also joint accounts with your wife, I believe. Is that right?
No.
Oh, they're not? Okay.
What do you mean as far as my credit? Or?
Right, yeah. But as far as purchases, what they look at is comparable debt. So anything that you're purchasing, they want to see that you've actually purchased or are purchasing something with around the same, you know, in that same price range. So with that being said, it looks like, for example, let's see here. So you got your mortgage there. That one's good to go. So let me see here. So, for example, there's a CarMax auto finance loan that was taken out actually just this year. Back on the, looks like it started on the 23rd of March. I'm sorry, yeah. May. That's a joint account.
Yeah, that's with my son.
Oh, that's with your son, okay. And then there is a joint account for BMW that was taken out back with your wife. Okay. So that one's $28,000. So that's, you know, fairly good comparable debt right there. For example, there's there is also, you may not even know about this, but there's a charge off with Bayport Credit Union for $315. It looks like it was for, it doesn't actually say what it was for. I don't know if you know about that, but if you weren't aware of it, I can give you the information on it, or I can give you a copy of your credit report and get a hold of them and whatever you want to do, but just so you're aware, that affected a little bit. There's also another one with, it looks like Sprint nailed you at one point. You probably dealt with them before. And then there's medical too. There's only a $60 medical charge. Medical we don't really look at, because if you have a medical bill, they usually don't even let you know. They just put you into collections, which is ridiculous. So we kind of overlook that. But other than that, you know, everything's looking pretty good. Your score right now came back as a, let's see here, a 539. So usually we like to see it obviously a little bit higher, but it doesn't mean necessarily in this case that it would be something that they would look at and just decline it, because there is another joint account, for example. Trying to find it real quick. If I can find it. I was looking at it yesterday. Well, basically, with a BMW, I mean, that's one of the things I found that does have a joint account. Would you want to add your wife onto the loan?
Not necessarily, because it's dealing with business.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, the reason I ask is because with you know, with the time in business, I mean, I can still probably get something done for you here. If you're able to have a cosigner or someone add on to it with a stronger credit, would obviously help out. It's up to you. If you don't want to, we don't have to, but it would just help out a little bit on the approval. Otherwise, you know,
she wouldn't mind, but you know.
The reason I even brought it up is just because that one account is a joint account, and it's a fairly, it's got good payment history on it. You know, it's opened back up in 2013. It's for an original amount of $28,112. As far as the actual trailers goes, I'm going to try to, or trucks, I mean, box trucks, I'm going to try to do one at a time. Try to get the approval for the one and then say, look, he wants to purchase two and see if they'll bump up the approval for me. Otherwise, we do have options for you for working capital, but I just wanted to kind of see what's going to happen with the equipment first, because that's going to be a much more traditional loan for you. You know, 2 to 5 years, things of that nature. So it's going to be a one monthly payment. And it's going to also help establish your business credit and get you to the point where you're no longer having to lease all these trucks. You can actually own your own fleet and hire a mechanic and save yourself a lot of money in the long run.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, and service your own vehicles. So if you want to add her, I just seen all I really need is just her social and birthday. You guys obviously have the same address, and then I can get it submitted that route.
You want to speak with her?
Sure, not a problem. Her name is Kimberly, I think.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. How's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hello.
Hey there. I was working on getting an approval for you guys for a box truck. I wanted to start out with just one truck now and then see if, once I get the approval, see if I can add the other one onto it. But going through the credit, it looks like there is a one joint account that would benefit if we were to add you on the loan for the box truck for the BMW. Because it's fairly, you know, old account. It dates back to 2013. It's got good payment history, and it's a joint account with both you and your husband on there. So the way that commercial financing works versus traditional financing is they really look at comparable debt as well as credit and business credit and things of that nature. Obviously, you guys are about a year and a half old, almost. I think in August you'll be right at a year and a half. So you're still considered a startup in the eyes of most banks. We're able to do startup companies from the very first day that they get an SOS or they file, you know, with a federal tax ID number or something. So we're one of the only banks that'll work with startups. But with that being said, I think if we added you based off the joint account that I see there, it would just boost the probability of getting an approval and a better approval as well. So I didn't know if you're comfortable being on the loan or not, but it's up to you. I just wanted to talk to you about it. And if you want to, I think it would help out.
I'm comfortable.
All right, okay. Then all I really need from you then is just your social and birth date, and you guys obviously share the same address, so everything else I have.
Yeah. My social is 228-21-26-30.
So 228-21-26-30?
Yes.
And I think I saw your name on the Secretary of State. Is your name Kimberly?
No, Debbie.
Debbie. Sorry, Debbie. Wrong person. Let's see here. Yeah, it was completely wrong person. That was, you guys, Harold, and I have another company I'm working with named Hall, and I keep getting the two mixed up when I look you guys up in our system here.
Oh, okay.
Is it Deborah? You're just your legal name, I guess. It would be Debbie. On your Debbie, Debby.
Debbie.
IE. Okay. Debbie and then Harold. Harrell.
Yes.
And what was your birth date, Debbie?
September 20th, 1972.
72. Alrighty. This is my direct number. If it showed up on your call ID, I hope to get some answers for you guys on the equipment, at least hopefully today, if not tomorrow. And then I'm looking to redoing the working capital for you guys as well. After speaking to Chris, he mentioned that two of those will be paid off today. So we'll be able to get payoff letters hopefully, you know, by Friday or so, and then look into that for you. The working capital goes fairly quick. But like I'd mentioned to him, I should be able to get a longer term with about the same cost you'd paid with Strategic in the past. So it'll be a better deal for you. And once you have your foot in the door with us, we're a good bank to work with because we're more of a relationship type bank. Once you're established with us, if you ever use us again, you're going to get a lower cost of funds, lower rates and things of that nature too. So we try to obviously maintain our clients and keep them on board with us.
Okay.
But other than that, if you guys have any questions for me, that's really all I needed at this point.
All right, well, I'm going to put him back on the phone in case he has anything else.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, bud. So I'm going to go and add her and just Debbie Harrell. I should hopefully have some answers for you on the equipment, hopefully by today, if not tomorrow. And then I figure you'll probably get your payoffs or zero balance letters for the two loans that you're paying off, the two working capital loans you're paying off this week.
Uh-huh.
Do you have four out right now? Or you had four at one point. You only have three right now, right?
It's going to be two once the other two are paid off.
Okay, that's right. That's what I put.
It was four at once upon a time.
Okay, so in my notes from yesterday, I just put that you had four out now, and then you'd be down to two by the end of the week.
Yeah.
And then the remaining balance on those two would be around $15,000.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I think we can probably pay those two off. And put you in a much better situation. So, but like I said, I'm going to try to submit the loan for one truck right now for around $30,000. And then if I can get an approval for that, I'll say, look, he wants to purchase two and see if they'll give me a bump. Do you have any money down if they only approve you for like $50,000 or something like that?
Right now, I don't.
Okay, it's not a problem. I think getting approved for the one shouldn't be a problem. So we'll go from there, and then I'll just let them know that there are two that you're looking to purchase. They'll say yes or no, and if we can just get one foot in the door, you know, by the time you're 3 months into this one or 4 months or so, you'll have almost 2 years' time in business anyway. So it'll just get better and better for you. It'll also help, like I said, establish your business credit with us.
I've been in business since 2011.
Okay. Do you have anything showing that? Because the Secretary of State says 2012. So it'll be...
Well, maybe at the time when I done my LLC, but I've been in business since 2000.
Yeah, we have more than... You're not a startup. I'm getting you... See, I was telling your wife, I have a customer that I'm working with named Hall, and I keep getting you and them mixed up. No, they're actually about a year and a half old. You guys are more than 2 years by far, so you're not going to be considered a startup.
So,
we can use... As long as you're past 2 years, which you are, well past 2 years, mark four.
Uh-huh.
Then they'll base that number off of it, so...
Okay.
But everything else is looking good. So I'll get this submitted for you with your wife on there and hopefully get some answers today, if not tomorrow. And if you have any questions from between now and then, I guess for your homework, just try to get the payoff letters for the two that are getting paid off this week, the two working capitals, or zero balance letters are what we need, actually.
Okay.
Because sometimes they take a little bit of time to get those.
Yeah, they told me it's going to take at least 3 days after I pay them off to get them, so yeah.
Right, yeah, it's pretty common. So hopefully we get them by Friday. If not, you know, we'll get them early next week.
Okay.
But I think we will get everything accomplished that you want to accomplish here.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right, and this is my direct number as well. So if you have any questions, just give me a call.
Okay, I sure will.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.